Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Hey. We are on Dalet Amud Beis. We're in this middle of the sugya of Baal Ta'acher. This is the main Baal Ta'acher sugya in Shas, where we discuss all the different types of karbanos, types of nedarim that are included in the Yisra of Baal Ta'acher, the psukim in Parshas Kisetze, that tell us one is not allowed to delay any of their nedarim, their responsibilities that they have undertaken to go past a certain time related to the holidays. We just don't know which of those time periods are correct. That's why there are five different opinions that we had in the Braisa yesterday and the Dalet Amud Beis in terms of which holidays. Is it one? Is it two? Is it all three? Is it all three in order? Or is it just Sukkos? Right? All the five different opinions of what was included. So we are up to about 12 lines up from the bottom. The Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir, right, we just quoted all the five opinions, and now we're going to discuss them a little more in depth. One or two points before we begin. Number one, the Sfas-Emes here just notes that in his opinion, if somebody is, especially let's say according to Rebbe Meir, who says it's only one yontif, but it really applies to all. What happens if somebody is not in Yerushalayim? Or somebody is in Yerushalayim and is putter for some reason, they didn't have to be Ola Regel. Says the Sfas-Emes, in those cases, he does not think that they would violate. Nira de Dafka Beregel Over. Aval, I'm sorry, the opposite, not out of Yerushalayim, but in Yerushalayim, but not Bizman HaRegel. Nira de Dafka Beregel Over. You only violate on Yantif. Avach Shehubi Yerushalayim, Shelo Bizman Achiyuv, Eino Over. Says the Sfas-Emes, I don't think it's a din in Yerushalayim, I think it's a din in the Chag. So if you're in Yerushalayim, not for a Chag, you do not violate it. There's no chiv of, you're in Yerushalayim, so you have to bring it. No. D'may dechsivu vasa shama v'havesim shama hainu ba'eshu mechuyiv lavo. Number one. It's only if you had a chiv to be there, meaning on Yontif. Number two, what happens if you happen to be there on Yontif, but you weren't mechuyiv to go? You are one of the pturim, as we will learn in Maseches Chagiga, from Aliyah LeRegel. V'chein osam ha-pturim me'ri'iyah v'simcha. Gam came to einam ovrim, mishum delo nomar bahu uvas ha-shama. Nirali dafilum heim b'yushalayim, mikom ha-kom einam ovrim. They're still not going to violate. Says the Sfas-Emes, the only Isser, according to all these opinions, respectively, according to each of their opinion, is only if they are in Yerushalayim and they had an obligation to be in Yerushalayim. That's when Baal Ta'acher kicks in. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention is the machlokas I alluded to at the end of Shir yesterday. And that is, there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Nedarim. Nedarim includes three mitzvos, says the Rambam. Two mitzvos asay and one mitzvos lo asay. What are the mitzvos asay? Mitzvos asay is to keep your word, motzei svasecha tishmar v'yasisa, sheyishmar motzei svasav v'yaseh kamoshe nadar, and the lo tase is lo yachel dvaro. Right? Do not be mechalel your words. Then the third one, which is not for us now, is the mitzvah of hafaras nadarim. So that one we will leave for now. But the Rambam says, at the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, haneder nechlak l'shtei machlokos. There are two types of Nedarim, two categories of Nedarim, says the Rambam. Hachelek harishon hu sheyeser adam al atzmo dvarim amutarim lo. Number one, somebody assers things on him that are mutter. Anything that's mutter, I'm allowed to asser on myself. Kigon, sheyomar, peros medina plonis asur nalai. The fruit of this country are asser on me. Kol shloshim yom, ola olam, o min ploni, mi peros haolam, o peros elu asur nalai. B'chol lashon sheyesar is a nesar bohen. I can asser anything, any food, any city. Anything that's mutter, I'm allowed to. The afal pi shein sham shvua klal, below askara shem, below kinui. Even though there's no language of oath, there's no shem Hashem, there's no kinui of shem Hashem, all of this, lasar yisrael nafsho, that's based on psukim where? In Parshas Matos. The psukim that talk about nidarim, she yasar lasmo dvarim hamutarim, v'cheinim amar hare alai isar. This is upon me like something that is aser. That's aser. Says the Rambam, v'chelek zeh shani kori oso nidrei isar. This category is known as nidarim of isar. Number one. V'chelek hasheni, then the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, a second chelek hu sheyichayev atzmo b'karban she'eno chayev bo. I obligate myself, I take upon myself an obligation to bring a karban that I'm not chayev in. Kigon, sheyomar, harei alai lavi ola. O harei alai lavi shlamim. O mincha. O be'emazu. O lo shlamim. Nedarim or nedavis. Right? Either one, what we call them. Asering on me or the animal. Neder unedava. V'yomer alai harehu. Neder v'omer harezeh harehu nikredidava. But all this is the same. The only difference is achrayus, whether you are, have responsibility if it gets lost. V'yal zenemar batorah. Unedarecha asher tidar v'nin vosecha v'chulu. Psukim in the end of Sefer Dvarim. Different place in the Torah where we talk about this. V'chelek zehu shani korioso nidre hektish. That's a different category of nidarim. We have nidre isar and nidre hektish. V'dini achelek harishon, nidre isar, that's what I discussed here in Hilchos Nedarim. Nidre hektish, you got to look at Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, that's what I'm going to discuss there. That's the Rambam. So far, nothing controversial. Halacha Gimel. Now we get to the Rambam and the Machlokas. Mitzvahs aseh shel Torah, sheyikayim adam shvuaso, o nidro. So mitzvahs aseh, these are the two types of nedarim, as I just explained. And now I'm telling you, there's a mitzvahs aseh, if you made one of these nedarim, to keep it. Bein shahaya minidre yisar, bein shahaya minidre hektish. And it doesn't matter which type of neder, they're both included in the same psukim. Shene'emar, motzas of asecha tishmar v'yasisa kasher nadarta. According to the pasuk in Kiseitzei, v'ne'emar k'chol hayotze mipiv ya'aseh. Everything that comes out of your mouth, you shall do. Psukim in Parshas Matos. So, the Rambam puts together the Yaseh. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That you have different categories of Nedarim, different types of Isurim created, but there's only one Mitzvah Yaseh. That's the Rambam. And the Radvaz right here notes, why did the Rambam have to tell you that? Hutzrach Abeinu Lomar Shal Torah, Lefi She'eno Asei Mefurish Kishar Mitzvah Yaseh. Not mefurish and aseh. That's what the Rambam has to tell you. It says motzas v'asecha tishmor. Tishmor we usually think is a los aseh. He shomer pen al or lo is los aseh. And here it says tishmor you shall guard. That's a mitzvah aseh. So the Rambam has to tell you yes. In this context, it is a mitzvah aseh, and it applies to both types of nedar. That is the Rambam. If you look in the Ramban right here in the Asakas on Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, why does the Rambam put these together? I agree with the Rambam. It's two types of Nedarim. But there are also two different Psukim in Matos and in Sefer Dvarim at the end. So therefore, you should have two separate Mitzvahs Aseh. That is the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban writes that there is two Psukim, two Mitzvahs. Motzav Asecha Tishra V'Yasisa. The one in Kiseitzei is Nidre Hektish. V'chol Davar Shemachayev Atzmo L'Hashem. And in Matos, K'chol Yetzim Yipiv Yaseh. That's Nidre Bishus. Why does the Rambam put it together? So explains the Achronim, the Mitzvahs HaMelech Rabbi Cement here in his Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvos, on Mitzvahs HaSei Tzadi Dalid, the Rambam's Mitzvahs HaSei about this. He says, what's the more Pasha Chita? And what's the more Mechuda Chita? Which one would you say? On the one hand, the Rambam is, keep your word. Keep your word, do what you promised. That's the Rambam. The Ramban, though, has two separate mitzvahs. Why do you need two separate mitzvahs? Okay, two different psukim. But like the Rambam would say, it's emphasizing the same idea both places. What's the svara for the Ramban? What you have to say for the Ramban is that there's two different chaluyos, two different chaloses when it comes to the different types of nedarim. Nidre hektish and nidre rishus, they're two different ideas. Nidre rishus, that works b'toras neder. I made a promise. I accepted upon myself a certain type of iser. It's a chalos iser that I have created. Nidre hektish don't work like that. Amirasu legavokim, sirasu lehedyot. That halachic principle that whenever I promise to give something to the Beis Hamikdash, it goes, maybe, suggests the Mitzvah Melech, as some understand, that's in the world of kinyanim. That's not in the world of nedarim. If I make a neder about Nidre Rishus, fine, that's a neder. If I make a neder to the Beis Hamikdash, that's a kinyan. Amirasu legavoa, kimisirasu lehektish. So it works totally differently. So you have to count two separate mitzvahs aseh. Right? It's like you already gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to give it. It's a kinyan. And that's why the Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs. What would the Rambam answer? The Rambam would say no. Even amirasu legavoa is in the world of nedarim. You don't have to say it's a kinyan. That's the lumpus in Imrasa Gavoa. Is it the fact that you don't have to do a Maisa Kinyan, meaning this takes the place of a Maisa Kinyan, your Amira, or you don't need a Maisa Kinyan? Right? It's a different type of halachic mechanism. That could be the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How does Imrasa Gavoa work? Is it similar? How similar are Nidre Hektish to Nidre Rishus? And the Nafkamina would be, do you count one or two mitzvahs aseh? It's two different psukim in the Torah. Everybody agrees to that. The question is it emphasizing the same, or is it saying something different? So that is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, and it's how you understand this line we had yesterday in the middle of the daf. V'rabbanan hahu la'aseh. That's for the aseh. Remember we said the aseh is violated by the first yantif. Bal ta'acher is violated by after the third yantif. The essay is different, but how many essays are we talking about there? One essay or two essays? That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Remember, in some other Tanaim held, no, they go together. Rav Meir says the essay and the losses, they go together, but we seem to hold that, no, you need three for the three chagim for Balta Acher, and we weren't sure exactly who we paskin like. The Ritva quoted like Reb Shimon, that has to be Kisidron. The Rambam wasn't Mefurish, that it has to be Kisidron. Discussion in the Achron and Pashas, he does not hold of Kisidron, but the Mitzvah's essay is by the first chag. By the first chag. As long as, we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua, you already mafresh, you just didn't bring it. If you aren't mafresh yet at all, then maybe you don't even violate the essay yet. Then the essay is held over till later. Okay, that is all from yesterday, and we continue now with Verebi Meir. About 12 lines up, 15 lines up from the bottom. Verebi Meir, Verebi Lazar ben Yaakov. Hi, b'chag ha-masos, b'chag ha-shuz, b'chag ha-sukas. My darshu by Remeir, who says all you need is one yantif. Lazar ben Yaakov, who says two yamim tovim. What do they do with the pasuk that compares all three chagim to each other? So, mi'voy luhu, l'kid Rebbe Elazar, amr aboshia. Tom Rebbe Elazar, amr aboshia. Minayim la'atzeres, sheyesh la'tashlumin. How do I know Shavuos has tashlumin? Kol Shiva. Shavuos is the only one-day holiday. Mida'araisa. So, how do I know that if I don't bring the karban on Shavuos, so then I can bring it for a week afterwards? Let's say Shavuos is Shabbos. Then maybe you can't bring certain Nedarim and Nedavos. That was the sugya we had discussed in Beitzah in the middle about bringing Nedarim and Nedavos on Shabbos. So how do I know that Shavuos has Tashlumin? Tamalomar, b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Because of this comparison, this hekesh, they're all compared. Makesh chag ha-shavuos, l'chag ha-matzos. Compare Shavuos to Pesach. After all, Shavuos is the final stage of Pesach. Right, it's called Atzeres by Chazal. Comparing it to Shmini Atzeres, which is the finality and the ultimate day of Sukkot, so too maybe we're comparing Shavuos to Chag HaMatzos. Ma Chag HaMatzos yesh lo tashlumin kol sheva. Just like Pesach has tashlumin because it is Pesach, af Chag HaShavuos yesh lo tashlumin kol sheva. So too Shavuos has tashlumin all 7 days. Is there any Nafkamina, there is probably a misprint. If you look in the old Rambams, not in the Frankel Rambams, in the old Rambams, at the end of Sefer Ava, it's not so old, but there's a sitter there. The Rambam has a sitter. And there he talks about saying Yalav V'Yavo on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and Chol HaMoed Shavuos. Chol HaMoed Shavuos. Never heard of that. So if you look at the Frankel Rambam, he takes it out. It was some type of mistake. Was it a... Did the Rambam mean at some point, at some stage, Chol HaMoed Shavuos? It doesn't mean mamish that was Chol HaMoed, but maybe in the terms of the tashlumin that were brought, does that give it some level of kedusha, status of the day? Unclear. But either way, in the Frankel, from the new Kisveyads, or the older Kisveyads, it is not there. But l'may nafkamina for our day and age, other than tashlumin. So as we know, the Magen Avraham quotes that we don't say tachlin for a week after Shavuos, because of the days of tashlumin. So for that week, another 6 days after Shavuos, we do not say Tachron. There is another amazing nafkamina in Hilchas Pesach, in Arachayim, in Simon Tuf Ayin Gimel. The Shchok Yaakov, the beginning of Tuf Ayin Gimel, quotes, that's the Simon in Shulchan Aruch, about saying Shechianu, in Hilchos Pesach at the Seder, the Shulchan Aruch says that we say Shechianu on the first night, and if we forgot to say Shechianu, then we could say it throughout the Chag. Mozen Lokos Rishon, and Makadi Shalav, right at the beginning of the Seder. Umavarech Shechianu Vechulu. Says the Chog Yaakov, Vim Lo Amar Oso Biyom Aleph. Let's say somebody forgot to say Shechianu at the Seder. Somehow. Mivarech Miyom Beis, O Be'echon Mishar Yamim Kishe Yizkar. Vim Ein Lokos Shal Yayim B'Shas HaKiddush. Mivarech Zman Belokos. As we know, the Gemara talks about this in Erevin. Va'oni reli pashut. Dim shachach lomar zman lel rishon ubalal sheni omar zman. He continues, you are mashlim. Let me just find the important line for us. Venire dehu adin ba'atzeres. Whoa. Also on Shavuos. Afal gav dehu rak shnei yamim in galus mikol makom yesh la tashlumin kol shiva. Right, that's tashlumin, as our Gemara says. V'yonir ali pashut, dim shachach lomer zman lel rishon ubalel sheni, omer zman, v'losheni omer zman. So where's the lashon? I forgot to hurak shnei yamim, yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva, like I just read, meaning he allows you to say shachianu for a week. All the days of tashlumin, he allows you to say shachianu. I don't think we paskin that way, but that's the Chok Yaakov based on Tashlumin Kol Shiva, as our Gemara says. Fascinating Shita. Okay, we continue. Generally, we assume not that way la halacha. Says the Gemara of Lekush Lachagasukis. Why? Six lines up. Why do we say, if they're all compared in the Pasuk, why do we say, okay, let's compare Shavuos to Pesach? Why don't we compare Shavuos to Sukkis? Right? Conceptually, as I formulated it, maybe Shavuos has a connection to Pesach. But the Gemara is saying, well, they're all Chagim, so why don't you compare it to Sukkis and then you get an extra day? Ma lahalan shmona afkan shmona. So you'll have 8 days for Shavuos for Tashlumin and Atro 7 days. So the Gemara says, Shmini regel b'fnei atzmahu. No, Shmini atzeres is an independent yantif. Even if you would compare it to Sukkis, you would not say it's 8 days because Shmini is a regel b'fnei atzmo. Says the Gemara, Amer damrin Shmini regel b'fnei atzmo. When do we say it's his own yativ? As we had at the end of Sukkah, le'inyin pazar kashav. That's in terms of the six unique halachos which show it's different. Those six reflect this uniqueness and independence, but in terms of hilchas tashlumin, being mashlim, so don't we hold that Shmini Atzeres, you could be mashlim from Sukkot Tznan, as the Mishnah says in Chagiga, Mishalo Chag Yantav HaRishon Shel Chag, Chogegas HaRegel, V'Yantav HaAchron Shel Chag. Question mark. So why don't we compare it to Sukkot? Right, Sukkot also. So it is connected, even though it's unique in terms of Pazar Kashav, which we'll go through again in a minute. Answers the Gemara, no. Tafasta Meru Balo Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta. Also, from a Sefer Sukkah, when you have a choice of how to learn a din, you have a halacha and you don't know how long that halacha is going to go for, you choose the smaller one. Because then, as the Rashi explained in Sukkah, you know you're right. You know you're for sure okay. Tafasta muat tafasta. Tafasta meruba, you're not sure. You're not sure if that's the correct limud, and therefore, the Gemara says we would do the smaller one. Similar, but not exactly, to the principle of yesh bichlal masayim mana. Sometimes if you don't know for sure, so 200 or 100, just do 100. Because 100 for sure is okay. So that's, again, yesh bichlal masayim mana. It's at least 100, and therefore that's what you would do. So here too, tafasta muat, tafasta, that's what we would say. If you remember, we discussed at length in Sukkah, what are the six in Yonim, that Shmini Atzeres is unique in. Some of them were agreed upon by all, and some of them there were many different opinions about. Pei was pious b'fnei atzmo. There's a separate lottery done for the karbanos of Shmini Atzeres, even though through Sukkis they did it on the first day, and they all had a special say there. That's pious. Zayin is man shechianu. Right, Shmini Atzeres gets his own shechianu. The only yontif of the year that does not get a shechianu is the last day of Pesach. Right, that is because that is a continuation of the holiday. But Shmini Atzeres gets its own. Reish, that is the one that is unclear. Rashi here says, Regel, She'ein Shem Chag HaSukkis Alav. It's not called Sukkis. So what does that mean? So Pashas Rashi means in terms of the tefillah. In davening, we don't say Chag HaSukkis Hazeh. We say Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. We spoke about the differences between those two formulations. But either way, we mentioned Shmini Atzeres and tefillah and not davening. That's the Pashas of Rashi of Regel. Tosfos, both there in Sukkah and shorter, a little bit here. What does Regel mean? Maybe Regel means that you have to sleep over. Lina. As we're going to have at Hashem soon. Just like all the Yomim Tovim, you have to sleep over. You have to sleep over here. Or, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Reish means Regel B'fnei Atzmo in terms of Avelus. Right? Just like every Chag breaks Avelus, so do Shmini Atzeres. Sukkis would break Shiva, and Shmini Atzeres is a different holiday. It'll break Shloshim. Right? So it's Regel B'fnei Atzmo. That's the Reish. The other letters, Kuf is carbon b'fnei atzmo. It's not in the normal cycle, the previous cycle of Sukkot, where we go down one every day. Shmini Atzeres, he skipped to one. Shin, Shir b'fnei atzmo, the Shir that was sung by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. And Beis is Bracha b'fnei atzmo. What does that mean? Bracha, Rashi says they gave a special Bracha to the king on the last day. Mevarchan al Yuas HaMelech, right? That should Zecha l'chanukas habayis. Other day is brought elsewhere, but those are the six independent reflections of Shmini Atzeres. So it's fascinating that the Gemara says, yeah, it's only independent in these six areas, but really it's Tashlumin de Shiva. Right? Will the real Shmini Atzeres character stand up? Usually you would think if there are six differences, major differences in halacha, that shows its independence, and therefore you wouldn't have a halacha like Tashlumin de Rishon. But you do have it. You have Tashlumin de Rishon, verses 6. So what's the rule? What's the exception? That's a good Shmini Atzeres question, which we will not go into more right now. But Shmini Atzeres, as we discussed in the past, is a unique type of day. It is connected and it is independent, as is highlighted by the Gemara itself. Good. Just one Chassidish Avart that we could say from the Margolius Hashas, on Shmini Atzeres, it's the, as we know, the end of the process, the end of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, finally! Shmini Atzeres, which is the same day, Daraisa, as what we call Simchas Torah. Shmini Atzeres, so says one of the Bells of Rebbe, quoted here in the Megalias Hashas. Shmini Atzeres is the day that all of our tefillos that really haven't been accepted, you know, it's gathered in, and Hashem accepts them. Pazar, everything that has been mifuzar, scattered around, they haven't been accepted, kashav, Hashem is makshif. Hashem listens, on that day of Shmini Atzeres, pazar, kashav, all the items and the tefillos that are floating all over in the world, they're gathered in by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the last day. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ela l'may hilch zakasvi rachman alachag asukis. So why is it, if in the pasuk, according to these opinions, we only compare Shavuos to Pesach, so what is Sukkot doing in there? La'akushi l'chag ha-matzos. Because we compare Sukkot and Pesach, even though we're not comparing Shavuos and Sukkot, but we're comparing Sukkot and Pesach. Ma chag ha-matzos ta'un lina. Just like Pesach requires lina, at least on the day, at least after the first day, you can't leave. You have to sleep over. You can't leave Motsoi Yontif Rishon. You got to sleep over, Rashi says, at least to have a day of Chol HaMoed, a night of Chol HaMoed. Af Chag HaSukkos Ta'un Lina. So to Sukkos requires Lina to sleep over. V'hasa minalan, t'chziv. How do you know it by Sukkos? T'chziv, ufanisa v'boker v'halachta lo halecha. Because it says, you go in the morning, v'halachta lo halecha. Good, that is the marker. Ask Tosfos, what do you need a special pasuk for about this? There's a halacha. Every time you bring a carbon, you have to sleep over. So everybody brings their carbon chagiga. Everybody brings their carbon on Sukkos. So what do you need? Or on right on Sukkos. So what do you need a special makar for? Right, that is the question that this top Tosfos asks. What do you need a special makar for? So Tosfos comes and says, oh, maybe I can come up with a case that it's not the day of their carbon. Let's say they sent their carbon by a messenger earlier, before Yontif. And they brought it the day before and they get here the next day. So it's their second day of their shlomim. So maybe it's not the day of their yantif, of their karban. Still, you have to sleep over. If you get to Yerushalayim, you have to sleep over on a whatever day that is. The Sfasemes says maybe the Havamina is that usually Lina is, the message of Lina is that, look, you just got here. You brought your karban. Don't rush out. Don't rush out. You just got here. Sleep over. Show that it's not a burden on you. But maybe here on yantif, you've been here already. You've gotten here before. You haven't yet rushing out of Yerushalayim. You got here before. Now you've been here for a couple of days. Still, you have to sleep over. Still, the day of Yontif, you have to sleep over and stay an extra day. It's an interesting question, one of these Kushyas Ha'olams that is asked here again, like we had one yesterday from Rabbi Yosef Engel. The Menchas Chinuch discusses, he goes to Menchas Chinuch, right? Rabbi Yosef Engel was at the end of the 1800s, early 1900s. So he calls them, he lived after the Menchas Chinuch. So the Menchas Chinuch discusses the reason. There is a halacha that we know from Masechta Sanhedrin. The Kohen Gadol is never allowed to leave Yerushalayim. I mean, a Mikdash Lo Yetze. He's never allowed to leave Yerushalayim, even if he's an Onain. One of his relatives dies, he's not allowed to leave. He's not allowed to leave, he has to stay there. But a Mikdash Lo Yetze, based on a Pasuk. When based on a Pasuk, he can't leave. The Menchas Chinuch suggests that the reason Kohen Gadol can't leave is that every day of his service, he has to bring a special carbon, Menchas Chavitin, Psukim in Parshas Tzav. Right? He has to bring a special carbon every day. So every day he requires Lina. That's why he's not allowed to leave. Because every day he has a Chiv carbon. Every day is like a Yanta for him. The Gemara even has a line like that. Every day for the Kohen Gadol is like a Regel for everyone else. So that's the din. So ask the Gilyoni Hashas, what is the V'ulai Tama Mishnah, he quotes that idea of the Minchas Chinuch, but then he quotes in Masechet Sanhedrin, the fact that the Kohen Gadol can't leave is based on a Pasuk. So he says, what do you need a Pasuk for? What do you need a Pasuk for? It's this halacha. This halacha of, you're not allowed to leave, you have a requirement of Lina. That's one question. Then he deals with, the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol could be a member of the Sanhedrin. So now you have a question the other way. If you're a member of the Sanhedrin, sometimes the Sanhedrin has to leave Yerushalayim to go measure for Egla Arufa. We know members, not the whole Sanhedrin, but members of the Sanhedrin have to go out to measure for the Egla Arufa, right? Or to be Mosif al Ha'azaros, right? Mosif al Ha'ir. So how is he allowed to do that? If it's all based on the mitzvah of Lina, and Lina, for whatever reason, has another pasuk, which we're not going to get into now, why is he allowed to leave? The Yesh Lomar says, the Rosh Hashanah, L'tzorech mitzvah shari. The rakim yotzei letzorach atzmo havizeh neged chiyuv halina. Masha'enkin letzorach mitzvah nechshav adayin shapir di raso v'linasa v'yirshalayim kivan to lemitzvah hu sheyatza u'begamro mitzvah so yachzar. Since you're allowed to leave it, you're not violating because it's considered letzorach mitzvah. And he compares that to the halacha that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, to get married. Right? That's all the letzorach mitzvah. Parnasa in certain cases. Tzorach mitzvah is not called a violation. So too the Kohen Gadol leaving Yerushalayim, leaving the Beis HaMikdash, that also maybe is the Tzorach mitzvah, and that's why it would be allowed. Okay, so says the Gemara, so we have Lina. That's why we have these psukim here. Says the Gemara, third line, V'tanakamer, V'rib Shimin, Tashlumen Latzeres B'nalahu. The Tanakamer and Rib Shimin, who used this pasuk up already to teach me Bal Ta'acher. That's what they used the comparison for. How did they know that Shavuos has a Hashlama? How do they know that Shavuos has a week to bring the karbanos? Nafka lehu, mitatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, tatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, amra Torah, mane yamim v'kadesh chodesh, count days and then sanctify Rosh Chodesh. Right, count down the days and have a special day of Rosh Chodesh. Interesting, the Lord kadesh. Right, it doesn't have to mean that it has kedushas hayom, but it just means sanctify and declare it. Right, kedusha chodesh, mane yamim v'kadesh atzeres. And also count days and sanctify Shavuos, meaning count towards Rosh Chodesh and count towards Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Limnuyo, just like Rosh Chodesh is as long as the units that you use to count up to it. Rosh Chodesh, you count in days, and Rosh Chodesh is one day long. Af Atzeres Limnuyo, so to say Shavuos is as long as the units in which you use to count. Meaning, we count Shavuos in weeks. We count 7 weeks. So just like we count weeks, so too Shavuos is a week, and that's the source for Tashlumin. Not the whole Yantif. Yantif is only one day. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. But at least you have a certain status of Shavuos that continues for a week, and that is how you know you have Tashlumin for a week. Says the Gemara, Ema Atzeres Chad Yom Abon Min. Like we just said, don't you count days to Shavuos also? Amar Rava, Atu Atzeres Yomi Maninan Shvui Lo Maninan. What, to Shvuos you only count days, you don't count weeks? Yamamar, what do you mean? Mitzvah Lemimne Yomi and Mitzvah Lemimne Shvui. So there are weeks there too. So that's why you could have Shvuos as a week. Why do you choose one over the other so you count both? Why do you choose one over the other so you could say, you choose the bigger one. You choose the bigger one and you make Shvuos bigger. And also, Va'od Chag HaShvuos Ksiv. It's called Shavuos, Rabosai. So if it's called Shavuos, says the Gemara, weeks, the festival of weeks, then you know that's an Iker part of the counting, and therefore, that is how long Shavuos is. That's the marker for the other opinions that don't know Tashlumin kol Shiva. Right? So the Ritva says, even if you want to say, what do you need the Va'od? Even if you want to say, Tafasta Muat Tafasta, and therefore you should say one and not seven, but you have another reason that it's called Shavuos, and therefore you go by that. Related to this, obviously, it's Hashgacha that this Gemara falls in the days of Sfiras HaOmer. We could talk about the important Machlokas related to this. Machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rambam, another Rishon, verse Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rambam is clear. The Rambam says Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah. Two important days of the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam holds that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah asei doraisa today. Even when we don't have a karbon, even though we're supposed to count from the Karban HaOmer, even if you don't have the Karban HaOmer, you still have a mitzvah d'oraisa to count. And that's the Rambam Shita today. Mitzvah Zaseh d'oraisa, Sfiras HaOmer. Rov Rishonim assume, Baalei Tosfos, that no. Sfiras HaOmer today is midrabanan, right? Midrabanan, it's only when you have a Karban HaOmer. That is one machlokas. Right, nafkamina could be. What about, that's why we have to worry about if somebody asks you what night it is, we say what yesterday was, because maybe it's Mitzvah Durabanan, Mitzvah Zayin Sirichas Kavana, and I'm going to be Yotze, even without having Kavana. Fine, that is one Machlokas. That's a well-known Machlokas. There's another less-known Machlokas, and that is between Rov Rishonim and Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rambam holds in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph that Sfiras HaOmer is one Mitzvah. Ukemoshe minyan hashanim vahashmitim mitzvahs asa'achas kemoshe biyarnu, just like counting years and shmitas is one mitzvah, kein sfiras ha'omer mitzvah achas v'chein mana utam kol mi shekadamnu mitzvah achas v'ha'emes v'ha'asu bazeh v'al yit'ach amram, and don't be confused, don't be misled, says the Rambam, by what it says in Menachos and Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah l'mimne yomei u'mitzvah l'mimne shvuei. Don't be confused by what our Gemara says. Mitzvah this, mitzvah that. V'tachshov she'en shtei mitzvos. And think they're two separate mitzvahs, counting days and counting weeks. Ki kol chelek v'chelek mechelke eze mitzvah she'yu l'chalakim. Mitzvah l'azo z'chelek ahu mimena. Just like there are many mitzvahs that have different parts. All the parts of chalitza, spitting and removing the shoe and the calling out chalutz hanol, all of those are one mitzvah. The four minim that we shake on lula, on sukkahs, it's one mitzvah. The Rambam says, these are all parts of the mitzvahs. What's my raya? V'ha raya brura al zeh, heyoseinu monim ha-shvuos gamkin b'chalayla. Says the Rambam, if it was separate mitzvahs, we'd only count the weeks at the end of the week. Okay, that's the Rambam. We'd only count the weeks on night 7, night 14. Today, we'd count 28. Today's weeks. Right? So that's we would do that. The fact that we count every day, days, and weeks, that's linking the weeks to the days. V'hainu omrim. And that is what we say, one bracha. We don't say two separate brachas. We don't say this as the Rambam. That is the Rambam. The Rambam is very emphatic here. He obviously knows that other people might not agree with this. And people might be misled. Who, according to the Rambam, is misled? Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishonim, holds that there are two separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah to count days, and a mitzvah to count weeks. How do you know this? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's two separate psukim. It's two separate psukim. Right? It says Tisbru Chamishim Yom and Sheva Shavuos, Tisparlach. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's two separate psukim, two separate mitzvos. And it could be, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, that Bizman HaBayis, you'd make two brachas. Like the Rambam says, on Sviras Yomim and Sviras Shavuos. What's fascinating is Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, what about the other question, Bizman HaZeh? Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that Bizman HaZeh, one is D'oraisa and one is D'rabbanan. Why? Because Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, Mehachel Chermesh Bakamat, Achil Ispar Shiva Shavuos. While the other one says, the other pasuk says, The pasuk puts the weeks next to the Omer HaTnufa, meaning Sviras Shavuos is totally on the carbon of Omer. Sviras Yamim, it just says Tisbru Chamishim Yom. So Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Bizman HaZeh, counting days is D'oraisa, and counting weeks is D'rabbanan. That is the chiluk Rabbeinu Yerucham has, even Bizman HaZeh. A nafkamina between them, amazing nafkamina. The Beis HaLevi was asked, ironically, if somebody forgot to count one day, forgot to count, totally forgot 24 hours, he can't count anymore. So he continues without a bracha. What about on the end of the week? Are you allowed to count then with a bracha? Because then it's weeks. Or maybe even every night. Maybe your bracha could go on the weeks and not on the days. So explains the Beis HaLevi. That's the question. So the Beis HaLevi says, ironically, it depends. It depends on the Rabban Rabbeinu Yerucham. He quotes, L'das Rabbeinu Yerucham sheshtei mitzvos hein, v'shtei brachos lahen. Really, there are two separate brachos. Yuchal levarech al ha-shvuos. That was then. And according to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah and one bracha. If you would only pick out the one, you wouldn't be able to. Abo bizman hazeh, writes the Beis HaLevi, mishafchen advarim. Kiva shebizman hazeh, ladas Rabbeinu Yerucham, ein mevarchen ala bracha, achas al hayamim. You only make one bracha bizman hazeh on the days, benidon zeh, you can't make a bracha on shvuos. Because shvira shvuos is only a zecha lemikdash. Oh, and you don't make a bracha on that, according to the Beis HaLevi. But according to the Rambam, that the bracha always goes on both of them. So nowadays, you still have the Ikar Adin. And therefore, you can make a bracha. We don't pass like either way, the Beis HaLevi. We don't pass that you make a bracha at all. Even if it's relating to one and not the other. But that is a fascinating Beis HaLevi. He writes in the Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Tes. Simen Lamed Tes, again, a major machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham. Other Achmona Beis HaLevi elsewhere links this Rambam to the sugya of Kishul HaShaita and Kishul HaSilavo, because there's full Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash today. There's a Chova of the Karbana Omer, even though we can't actually bring the Karbana Omer. That's how the Rambam could say that it is Daraisa even today. Okay, Vayter, says the Gemara, going back to some of the items on the list in yesterday's Braisa for Baal Ta'acher, one of them was Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara Karban, Pesach, you have to wait three regalim and violate. Upesach bar mikra, back in the Gemara, fifth line from the bottom. Bar mikra bar regalim who? Karban Pesach, you bring on the regalim, Pesach zimna kaviyalei. On the other side, Pesach has a zman kavua. I akrave, akrave, if you brought it, fine. Vilo akrave, yitchilei. And if not, you finished. Right, so what does that mean? That Karban Pesach is subject to the laws of Balta Acher. Rav Chisda Pesach de Nasva. So first answer is you're right. Pesach doesn't belong there. They threw it. Pesach Meiser and Bechar always go together. So that's why it was thrown in. But really, Pesach does not have relevance to Balta Acher. Rav Sheisha Salmai, no. My Pesach, Shalmei Pesach. Pesach, as we know, leftover Karban Pesachs are Shalmei Pesach. Let's say somebody lost their Karban Pesach, designated another one, brought it, and then found the first one. That Karban Pesach is considered a shlamim. So that shlamim, you have three regalim to bring. Right? Ihach, he says the Gemara, Hainu shlamim. It says shlamim in the Braisa elsewhere. What do you have to have? Pesach, which is really a murei, right? Moser Pesach, which is really shlamim. So tana shlamim abba machbas Pesach, but tana shlamim abba machbas atzvan. It lists both types of shlamims. What do you need both? Saka daita chamina hoil umachbas Pesach ka'asu. I might have thought, if I would have only said shlamim, that the other shlamim does not have these halachas. I would have thought, because this other shlamim really started out as a karban Pesach, ke Pesach damu, then it's similar to a Pesach, and you violate on the first yantif. Rashi explains. Just like Karban Pesach, you violate right on Pesach, so do this one. It's subject to the laws of where it came from. Kamash Balan, you don't say that. Again, this is, we've touched on this in the past, a fascinating discussions when you have karbanos that become a different karban. You have three or four examples of this. So how much does it retain the status of its original, and how much does it get new? We have, for example, Lachata Shenitak L'Re'iya, or an Asham Shenitak L'Re'iya. Right, sometimes you have karbanos that turn into olas. So, is it an ola now? Is it an asham now? Or Pesach turning into a shlamim? A second example. Right, what about, we're going to get to soon, the Isser of Temura. The Isser of Temura, where you try to substitute a karban, and that itself is a Maisa Hakdosha. The second animal becomes Kadosh. How much is it subject to the limits of the first karban? What if the first karban was a balmum, and the second karban was not a balmum? That also creates Temura. So the first carbon couldn't have been hukrav. Could the second carbon be hukrav? So all these are examples. There are others of carbonos taken on different statuses. So here's another one. Pesach turning into a shlamim. Good. Oh, I just forgot one chashuki chemed from before. I wanted to mention, relating to a point that I'm an aleph, where the chashuki chemed asks, trivia question, where do you have a mitzvah to count besides counting Sfira Sa'omer, besides counting Sfira Shmita, and besides counting Sfira for Zavar Anida? Where else is there a mitzvah to count? That's his chida. That's his question. So he says, it's a Mefurish Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos and Maseches Chagiga. Obviously. Chagiga, Dav Yud Zayin, where the same Gemara appears, that appears here. Mane Yamin V'Kadesh Chodesh, Mane Yamin V'Kadesh Atzeres, Rabbeinu Tam holds it's a mitzvah, de Oraisa, to count towards Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos says that. Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam there, Maseches Chagiga. I'll read you the Lashon. Chagiga, he quotes it right there. He quotes. Rabbeinu Tam says, don't be mochek the Sfarim. Devade Rosh Chodesh Nami de'oraisahu l'mimne be'yomei. Wow. There it is. It's a mitzvah to count towards Rosh Chodesh, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Right. Who's it? It's not a mitzvah on individuals. Maybe it's a mitzvah on Bezdin. Like by Shemitah. But the question, problem is, they don't even know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So they're counting. You can't count down. You can only count up. Because are you going to count up till 29 or till 30? So, yes, there's a mitzvah going to be a time is to count up and not down. But maybe that's another answer to the why we count up and not down by Shavuos. You always count up. Over there, you have to count up. So if you're counting up over there, you have to count up over here. Interesting. Okay. Top line. How do I know that all these items are included in Balta Acher? Learned that from drashas of the Psukim. The Tanur Rabbanan. Ki sidor neder. Ein li ela neder. Nedava minayin. I only know it applies to a neder. Right? A hare alai. How do I know it applies to nedava? Hare zu. Nemar ka neder. Venemar lahalan. Im neder o nedava. Malahala nedava imo. Avka nedava imo. So you see neder and nedava go together. La shem elokecha. Continuing here the pasuk. Elu hadamim. Where I promise to give a value to the base of Mikdash. Ha'arachin, v'hacharamin, v'yakdeshos, all the different mechanisms, some of them in this week's parsha, that are used. Lo sa'achel shalmo, hu v'lo chilufav. Do not delay it and not its chilufim. We'll see what chilufin, its substitute. We'll see what that means, Bezer Hashem, soon. Ki darosh yidrashenu, Hashem will seek out, elu chatos va'ashamos olos v'shlamim. These four types of karbanos Hashem will seek out, meaning they're obligatory. And those one violates bal ta'acher. What shlamim are we talking about here? What kind of olos? We're talking about obligatory ones. Rashi quotes, olas re'iya and shalmi chagiga. Right, the obligatory olos and shlamims. That's alluded to in Darosh Yidrashenu. Rashi then throws in, we'll get back to this, so too, Bichar, Meiser, and Pesach, which were also obligatory. You see on the side, Ayin Marsha, the Marsha takes out Meiser, because Meiser is going to be on the next line. Hashem Elokecha, Elu Tztakos, Umaisros, Ubichar. Tztaka and Meiser, Pashas Meiser, Behem, and Bichar, those are also have to be included. What is Bechar? According to Rashi, the Marsha takes out Meiser. What about Bechar? According to Rashi, Bechar was also included in the previous list. Why is Bechar mentioned here? The Stifler says maybe it's one for the Yisrael and one for the Kohen. We know a Bechar becomes, it's mine, let's say I have a firstborn, it's mine, I have to be metapa with it for a month, and then give it to the Kohen. For a month, based on the types of animals, but for a little while, and they give it to the Kohen. So who violates Bal Ta'acher? If I delay and don't give it to the Kohen, or if the Kohen has it and is not makrivit in time? So, two psukim. Two psukim, both for Bal Ta'acher. Mei imach, ze leket shichacha v'peya. That's leket shichacha v'peya, that is used here, and as we discussed yesterday, what's the Israel Bal Ta'acher? You leave it for the ani. So maybe the case is where you took it and now you have to be give it back. V'haya b'cha chet, there will be for you a sin if you delay. V'lo b'karban cha chet, you'll have the sin and not your carbon. Meaning, if you violate a bal ta'acher that does not passel the carbon, you have to bring it even after the proper time. After the proper time. Period. Once we're talking about lecha shechen peyah, just the second of two chashuki chemes for today, and that is amazing question, very interesting. Halacha l'maisa, he quotes the following case. There was a family, a young couple that had a baby, mazel tov, and they weren't in good financial states. And they had a baby, and they were sitting at the Shalom Zachar, and the husband was sitting next to this other person in the neighborhood, and it came up that they, you know, my wife would have loved to stay in the Beit HaKlama in the hospital for 3 days afterwards, but we don't have enough money, and da 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 da. Right after Shabbos, this guy comes over and gives him a check. He asks, how much is it a night? 600 shekel. He brings him a check for 1,800 shekel. Let your wife go to the Beit HaKlama. Amazing. Wonderful. So she goes there for 3 days. Unbelievable. She feels so refreshed. So amazing. And she goes to the cash register, whatever. He goes to check out. And she goes and she's about to pay. And they ask for her insurance card. And they say, no, your insurance pays for this for 3 days. You don't have to pay. Don't worry about it. She goes home and she asks her husband, what do I do? So now I have this check. The husband's like, what do I do? Do I have to give this check back to the nosei? Because he gave it to us so she could stay in the Beit HaKlama, but the insurance pays for it. So really it was all ours. So it's the Keter of Zilberstein. Right? Him Srichem Lachzir L'Shimon at Kaspel. You have to give back the money. Or at that moment, they were Aniyim. They didn't know about it. They would never have gone. They were Aniyim. So he said, it's the first mission in Peah. First, Mishnah Peah, if you started learning Mishnah, Mishnah Peah says, if there's a rich person that's over Mimakom Lamakom and he has no money, he has no food, is he allowed to take Matnes Aniyim? The answer is yes! If a person is Ani Ba'osa Shah, he's allowed to take Matnes Aniyim if he has nothing to eat. And the Mishnah says he doesn't even have to pay back when he gets back. Meaning you go by Ba'osa Shah. So too here. At that moment, she was poor, she didn't know, and therefore she's allowed to keep the money. That is number one. And number two, he says also, the Mishnah says in Shkalim, any leftovers of any type of collection stays with the collection. Moser Shavui, Lo'osa Shavui, Moser Ani, Lo'osa Ani. This is told Moser. Moser Ani, Lo'osa Ani, and therefore he's allowed to keep it. B'nei Zug Yuchala Hashir B'yadam Esaschum Shekiblu Mihanadiv. They are allowed to keep the money relating to from a Mishnah in Peah, like we just had, Leket Shecha in Peah. Okay. Omar Mar. Lo sa'acher l'shalmo. The Brisa had said, you're not allowed to delay. Huva lo chilufav. You're not allowed to delay it, but its chilufin is allowed to be delayed. Meaning there's no iser bal ta'acher there. So chilufe mai. I chilufe ola v'shlamim. If it's the chilufin of ola and shlamim, right, you have a tmura of ola. And a tmura, you try to, right, switch. And this week's, also this week's parsha. B'chukosai, ola and shlamim. Mikrif karvi. why not? Just be makriv those. So they should be under the same rules of Balta Acher, because those temuras have the same status as the original karbanos. Ichilufei chatas. If it's temuras chatas, lemisa azla. Right, it should not be left to die. Right, this is one of the five chatos mesos. The Meiri right here reminds us of the way to remember the five chatos mesos. Vitimna. Vitimna isapilagesh. Vitimna. Vlad chatas, temuras chatas, niskapra ba'acher. Right, no, I skipped one. Temuras chatas, vav, tuf, mem, and niskapra ba'acher, and avrashnasa, and nevad. Right, all of right, Vitimna isapilagesh. So this is one of them, chatas mesos. So it goes to die. So what do you mean? It's not subject to chilufin. It's not going to be there. Say, alam ma'chilufav, chilufav toda. A temura of a toda. And then you get mixed up, and you don't know, or not the temura of a toda. What if you lost your toda, Rashi says? No, it's sort of temura here. You lost it, then you get another one, and now you're not sure which one is the real one. So, Ditani, Rebbe Chia, toda, shenis arve b'temurasa, or if it's actual temura. Umesa achas mehen. So you only have one animal here. You're not sure if it's the real toda, which requires the 40 loaves, or the temura's toda, which does not require the 40 loaves. Chaverta ein la takana. You don't know what to do with its friend. With its why? Because you can't bring it without the 40 loaves, because then that's lacking. You can't bring it with, because maybe it's chulin bazara. So, nothing to do. That's what's being referred to. Hei chi levit. Likrev eva likrev. Lechem bahadol. Tilma temura hi. So maybe it's a temura. It does not need bread. Likrev abolo lechem. Tilma toda hi. So therefore, that's what's included and excluded. That's what's excluded from the psukim by Balta Acher. Says the Gemara, what do you need the pasuk for? Vakivan delav basak ravi kralam ute lamali. Well, what else are you going to do? You can't be makrovitz. You're going to violate Balta Acher. Of course not. So what do you need the pasuk to exclude it for? Of course there's no Balta Acher. Amar of Sheshes, la olam lemute chilufe olav shlamim. Go back to what we said before. Maybe it's just the chilufin of olam shlamim. So why isn't it obviously subject to Balta Acher? V'hach ma'yaskinan, this is the case. Kigon sha'avro lef shnei regalim. Two chagim already passed. And you still have one more before Balta Acher sets in. But then what happens? V'humam. It gets a mum. V'chilolo au acher. And you change the kedusha onto another animal. V'avro lef regal echad. And that animal passed by one yantif. So your animal, that's your substitutes for the original, have all passed altogether cumulatively three holidays. Is this Balta Acher? Since they all flow from the original one's kedusha, commander Avro love gimel regalim dummy. It's as if you consider it, as if it passed by shalosh regalim. Kamash malan. We don't say that. Again, this relates to, especially between the first and the second one, the tmura, the maisa tmura, the griz, has a letter about this in the back of the Chidushia griz. How much is a maisa tmura a new hakdasha, or is it just stretching out the original hakdasha? Right, when you have this for this, did you just do something new? Or is that just continuing what you did originally and against your will? Right, we force you to do this. So that will relate one and two. Two and three is harder, because two was a Baal Mum, and now you extend it, but it all says, you might have thought me, Koch Kamakasi, Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, you might say, two comes from one, but three doesn't come from two. Or you might say, two doesn't even come from one. So it's a good question, how to read this Kamash Malan. Just one more section. Ulu Rebbe Meir de Amar, Kiva de Asha, Avra Lav Regal Echad, Ovra Alta Acher, Ma'ikala Meimar. Remember, according to Rebbe Meir, even one Chag, you violate Balta Acher. So what does he do with this exclusion? Right, this can't be the Ukimta according to him because you already violated. Amarava, hachamayaskinan, kagoshuhumam, bitocharegel. During Yantif, it got a mum. Vechilolo, and you changed it, v'avar alav regel, and then the Yantif finished. Sagada de chamina, hol mikor kamakasi, command to avar ale kule regel, dummy, kamash malan. Right, so according to your mayor, you have a similar type of Ukimta made to explain that what's the case that is being excluded by Chi Lufin. That's the case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beshom will continue with V'haya B'chachet and more Balta Acher issues coming up Beshom on tomorrow's daf and a lot of Stukka issues. Tomorrow is a major daf about Stukka and other issues related to Balta Acher. Okay, we'll stop here.